If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And joining me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
It was a great weekend. College football's back. I'm pretty juiced up, and we got a very important best bet tonight. So get excited!
Oh, I'm excited! I'm excited for that Fogo de Chao dinner that you're going to be sending my way. So, not sending. You will be attending with me, obviously, but I'm looking forward to that free dinner for sure.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up, Bob. I'm bringing heat tonight.
Okay. All right. Before we move on, I just want to let everyone know that we hit 1,000 downloads on the podcast. We couldn't have done it without all of your guys' help. Listeners are the life force of this thing. Without you guys, we are just sitting here talking to ourselves, and we're not helping people. And Diz, I want to take a moment and say thank you to you. You've been with me since day one, and I've been co-hosting this ship. So thank you, buddy, and I love you.
Hell yeah, brother.
I'm about to cry on my commute home, so thanks a lot, Patty. It means a lot. You put in more. You're the only one that puts in work, to be honest. I just kind of join and run my mouth, so the effort you put in is like 99% of it, so it's all you, Bob.
Yeah, but if I'm just sitting here by myself talking to myself, it's probably not very successful, so at least you're there to listen and give feedback, if nothing else.
Hell yeah, baby. Bet together, win together.
Bingo. So, as you all know by now, I spent the last couple of weeks grinding it out in the capper's tourney. I did end up finishing in fifth place, so that's pretty cool. But you want to know what the best part of the tourney was? And Diz, I think you already know the answer to this.
Do you want me to guess what it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Other than the fact that you got your investment back?
Yes. What was the best part of the tourney, you think?
Was it you sharing your picks with us via the Chalkboard app?
Bingo. The Chalkboard app. You know, we can't stop talking or praising this app. For those of you who may not know, Chalkboard is a new messaging and bet tracking app for sports bettors. It's literally made for us. I've been using it for a while now, and it is amazing and life-changing. I will never go back to anything else. It's the only app that allows bettors in legal states to sync and automatically track bets from sportsbooks like FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, PointsBet, Barstool, and so many more. If you have a book, chances are you can sync your bets on there. As a sports bettor, it is super helpful to be able to see the breakdowns of your history on a profile and keep track of how you're doing over time. I know a lot of times I'm wanting to know how I'm doing, so I just look to my Chalkboard app. It tells me how I'm doing and lets me know how I'm doing, essentially. Chalkboard also does group messaging. I know our group chat, the Sports Betting with Dummies group chat, was going off today. We were talking all kinds of, you know, promo bets, futures, all kinds of stuff. And it really is just a game-changing app. So it's the perfect place to host a gambling group chat with friends. We always emphasize bet together, win together, and this app helps do just that. So I've been talking with the guys at Chalkboard, and they say that their goal is to build an app that is basically Discord for sports betting combined with an epic bet tracking tool. So it'll be fun to keep watching them grow, and I definitely recommend, you guys already know this, we recommend as a podcast that you guys head over to the App Store and check it out today. And like I said before, we do have a Sports Betting by Dummies group chat. So if you're interested in that, let me know and we will get you in there. So there you go. Chalkboard app, Diz.
All right. Absolutely. I also want to say, too, from a perspective I hadn't thought about. Oh, no, you got me?
Yeah, go ahead.
A perspective I hadn't thought about, I think it would be really cool to be like, let's say you don't gamble but your friends do. Mm-hmm. I think that's like a super cool thing to like join the Chalkboard app and like watch other people's bets. Like if you don't want to gamble or if you're not on a bookie, or if you don't have the funds, or whatever the case may be, you know, Patty, I'm sure you know those people that, like, follow along with us but don't actually bet.
Yep.
The Chalkboard app is perfect for them because, like, you can, like, root on other people's bets, or you can see what people are doing without actually having any money into it. So that was, like, a cool perspective I thought about, too. But, yeah, Chalkboard's the shit. Recommend it to someone even if they don't gamble. Honestly, it's really cool to have, like, the community behind it.
Exactly. And, you know, for a while it took me to kind of get into the sports betting because, you know, whatever the reasons may be. And you might think you know a way something's going to go. So you could even throw that in the group chat and then maybe even someone could bet it and then you could follow along and just communicate like that.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. So now for the topic of the day, Diz, I don't know if you saw, but on Twitter this weekend at SportsBetByDumb, I put out a poll that was just asking people's betting preferences because everyone has different preferences, right? We know you are a man of class and sophistication, so you like to hammer the over. I personally love to get a good under going. You know, I think between the two of us, there's some things we're very similar and some things that we're very different on. For example, you love betting tennis. You love betting hockey. I love betting baseball. I love betting basketball. You know, very, very different ends of the spectrum there. I guess what's your preference is betting a money line underdog or betting a money line huge favorite?
You know, I look for value. With that being said, I really don't take an underdog in money line unless I think they can win. What I'd prefer to do to get value is bet a bunch of money line favorites to get a parlay. You know, I love value. I love taking money lines, especially if there's plus value on it. But like I said, unless I truly think the underdog can win the game, I'm not going to take an underdog money line. So I very seldom take an underdog money line, but I love taking multiple favorites in a parlay to get plus value.
See, I'm a big money line underdog guy, and I kind of agree with you. Like, but in your parlays, you do a lot of like sure favorites. I like to do a couple money line underdogs, right? Just like the one last year when I bet like the Navy game and a whole bunch of those underdogs, and I had a chance to cash out for a few grand, but I didn't. I prefer to do less games but more like underdogs as opposed to a lot of favorites, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Betting preferences. Are you much of a live bettor, or are you more of a like pregame bettor?
So it's actually bizarre. Before gambling was legal and I was using these websites, their like live betting was much easier because the odds didn't update as fast. So I used to live bet a lot when I was still in college, when it still technically wasn't legal, and I used to make a killing. Now I don't do it as much, especially because now I don't watch like as much live sports throughout. Like, you'll see me take like inning results and stuff because I can't watch an entire game. If there's ever a game that I'm going to watch start to finish, I might live bet on it to make something more fun. I used to live bet a lot. I don't really anymore, but there's definitely value to be had there. So if I'm watching a game, like IU, Iowa this next weekend, I'm going to watch the entire game. I might take some live bets, especially if like Iowa gets a lead early. So basically the answer is yes, but only if it's something I'm watching all the way through.
Yeah, I rarely touch live bets.
I don't have as many props as I should. I think it's really fun to bet props, but I don't know. I haven't really got into it, and kind of the same thing for me. If I'm not watching it, it's really tough for me to bet a prop. The last prop I did was the most electric thing I've ever done in my life, betting Tim Anderson to hit a home run in the Field of Dreams game, and to walk off in the ninth. I was watching that. It was electric. I jumped units in the best bet competition. So I think a prop can be the most electric thing ever. I wish I did more of them.
Yes, of late, I've really become a big prop guy. I like home run props. I like strikeout props. You know, and I also like the first touchdown scoring prop in the NFL. That's one that I also frequent. So, yeah, I would say I'm more of a props guy than you are. I was going to say, Diz, when it comes to betting baseball, I know you don't do it often, but you like to bet full game results where I am a first five guy.
Yeah, I've never really done it. I think statistically it makes sense to bet the first five, especially because you take the relievers out of play. But to be honest, I just don't bet baseball very much in the first place, so digging deeper is almost like overcomplicating it for me. So I just kind of look at the value. And most of the time when I bet Moneyline, it's on the Reds game because I don't really follow baseball that much. So if I trail Patty parlays, I'm taking first five. So other than that, I stay away.
Yep, absolutely. But unless you have anything else you want to add on the betting preferences, I think that's a big chunk of them, Diz.
Yeah, I would say the only thing too, golfing-wise, I very seldom take the outright winner, but I love doing like top 10s, top 5s, miss the cuts, make the cuts, get value that way, because the chances of you getting the correct golfer is always less likely than their odds, even the heavy favorite. Like, we've seen John Rahm be like 8-1 this year, and granted, he's the best golfer in the field by far, and he might win. There's less likely than 8-1 that he's going to win. Vegas just knows that people are going to bet on him, so they skew the odds. So that's just like a little tangent there. I know you like to take outright winners when it comes to golf, and I have before, but I'm more of a top 10, top 5, make the cut kind of guy.
Nope, you're absolutely right. I do quite often, more often than not, take a outright winner in golf, and usually some long shots in there too, but, you know, it is what it is. So, to kind of continue this further, you know, if you want to let us know what your preferences are, or even which preference you agree with on this, let us know. Let us know at SportsBetByDumb on Twitter and Instagram, and just tweet out the hashtag Team Patty or Team Diz. Okay, we're really trying to push that. You know, even though we bet together and we win together, we do have our differences, and you know, Some people are going to be hardcore Team Patty. Some people are going to be hardcore Team Diz. I know we have a lot of Diz stands out there.
We do have quite a few Diz stands. I don't know if you got me. I'm going through the Whiteland dead spot. But nonetheless, I think it's cool to kind of raise competition out of this. And the bet together, win together is huge because, you know, all my Diz stands can still trail Patty parlays. And that's right. what I did in this Best Bets competition. You know, it wasn't my best bet, but if there was something tasty that I liked Patty, I'm going to take it too. It's just not going to be one of my best bets. So I think we continue to compete, and Diz stands rise, but we're always bet together, win together.
Yep, and Diz, we're going to have to come up with some Team Patty and Team Diz shirts, I think.
Absolutely.
I think that could be electric. And I'm looking to make a first five king shirt as dubbed by the Chalkboard app.
Nice.
So we might need to get into the workshop there a little bit and get some things going there. But anyways, let's move on, Diz. Celeb bet. Let's review Celeb Bet Friday. Unfortunately for Disher, Denny Hamlin did not finish in the top three of the Coca-Cola Zero 400. So that means our boy Sunshine won the Celeb Bet Friday contest. What a miracle shot by our boy Sunshine. He came on once during this competition, nailed his Reds Moneyline pick, and so he's walking away with some free merch courtesy of us here at Sports Betting by Dummies. But for Dish or any others out there that are worried that they missed out, we're just getting started. We're going to be doing more free merch giveaways, more celeb bet competitions. So don't you worry your little heads about it. We'll get you some merch out there. But shout out Sunshine for coming through with the dub.
I think what we should do is we should make him come on to the podcast for us to announce it, because then he'll just never get his merch, because I don't know the next time he'll be on the podcast.
Well, for the record, I already told him that he won it, so he already knows.
Missed
opportunity. But
how electric would that be if he finally joins in like December and we're like, hey, you won free merch, but you never came onto the pod to get it.
You had free merch from back in August.
You won this in August. Merry Christmas.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah, missed opportunity for some content there for sure. But, you know, it is what it is. Lesson learned. But we will worry about that at some point. All right, Diz, let's review our best bets from Friday. How'd you do, bud?
I went 1-1.
Wait, you did go 1-1?
Yeah.
What was the over-under of that Indiana State game?
It was 50.5, I thought.
Yeah, it didn't hit 50.5, I don't think.
What was the score?
Hold on.
I saw my FanDuel, one of the two bets I had hit.
Hold on. Now you got me looking. Hold on. I thought for sure that had no chance of hitting. Let me see. FBS. Okay, so, nope, that's not it. I forgot that Indiana State's like Division II or something. So the final score of that game, Diz, was 26-21. So that's 47 points.
Shit.
You may want to verify that.
Yep, I did not hit that one.
And you definitely didn't hit the Hawaii over either, because shit. I hit the under on that. Okay.
Is our best bets accurate, or is the best bets as if I went 1-1? Because I truly thought I hit the Indiana State one.
No, the what I sent you was when you went 0-2.
Shit.
So I just wanted to make sure, but I think we're good. You can verify, and we can change that if needed.
Damn it.
Sorry to ruin your day.
Damn it. This is a simple math problem, but I thought it was like 26-31, so I thought I hit it. For some reason, I thought it was 51 was the total points. I don't know how the hell I thought that, but I don't know. Simple math. Mess up there from your boy Diz. 0-2, I guess. Fuck. Bounce back tonight, though. We're getting that steak dinner from Patty. I have a little trick up my sleeve tonight, Patty. So, how did your best bets do?
I went 1-1 because I hit the one that you missed. I hit the Hawaii under. So, I did go 1-1. And, unfortunately, the model and the Hawaii money line was nowhere close to hitting, but back to the drawing board for the model, but still. So in the best bets competition, Diz, I am up 3.87 units overall, and you are up 2.4 units. So that means going into tonight's bets, you are down 1.47 units.
Yeah, it's definitely reachable, yep. But I don't know what your bets were, and I kind of emphasized this to you on the capper's tourney, at least until the end. Like, I'm just going to control what I can control. If I go 2-0 tonight on my picks and I lose, I'll be very surprised. But, hey, at the end of the day, you deserve to win. If I get this many units tonight and you still pull it out, good for you, Bob. Let's get some steak.
Hey, right on. All right, best bets of the night. I got two MLB and I got one NCAA football. Now, what does that mean, Diz? That means that NCAA football pick, that actually happens on Wednesday, on my birthday, in September. So this third best bet of the night does not count towards August's competition, okay?
Oh, that's huge. That's huge for me. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the first two in the MLB that are here tonight for August. The first one, Diz, you're going to love this one. I'm going Reds Cardinals first five over 5.5. I'm hammering the over.
It's a good play.
This one was pretty much a no-brainer for me, and at plus money, I'm loving it.
It's at plus money? Oh.
It's at plus money, bro.
Shit.
All right. Lefty John Lester is on the mound for the Cardinals. 5.27 ERA with a 5.25 expected and a 6.57 ERA without tack. He has been absolutely garbage. Your boy, Luis Castillo, righty for the Reds, is going tonight. He's actually been good. 4.29 ERA with a 3.78 expected and a 2.92 ERA without tack. So, you know, he's been pretty good. But the Reds are actually only 17th in the league in hitting lefties, and the Cardinals are 26th against righties. So you may be saying to yourself, with a pitcher as good as Castillo and the Reds being the better hitting team, why not just go with the Reds? Well, that's part of it. But first off, the ballpark is ripe for hitting home runs tonight, Diz. Shout out to ballparkpal.com. If you're ever looking to see who's hitting dingers, what ballpark's playing well for homers, that's the place to go. But it is the highest rated park for home runs and total bases today. And 9 of the 10 batters that they have listed as having home run advantages come from this game tonight. So the ball will be... Sorry, go ahead.
Is it Great American or Bush?
Great American.
Okay.
The ball will be flying
out. Blown out? Yeah.
Heck,
rain though, Patty? What about the rain? Is the rain gonna cuck you?
No, it's not supposed to rain. I checked the weather.
It's not supposed to rain in Cincinnati?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, checked it.
Okay.
But also, the Reds might hit this over 5.5 in the first 5 by themselves. Also, this series is for the season, Diz. Do you agree with that?
For the Reds?
Or the Cardinals?
Yeah, so, yeah. How far back are you guys from us? Like 4 games or something?
The Reds are 3.5 games up on the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's huge. Is it a 3-game or a 4-game series?
That I'm not sure, but regardless... If the Cards sweep this series, they're right there in the race, and anything can happen.
Absolutely.
If the Reds sweep, I think the Cardinals are done. So, I think this is just for all the marbles, essentially, for that second wild card spot. And if I could place a bet on if there was going to be a brawl in this series, I would hammer it no matter what. We both know that Votto's pissed off after yesterday. I don't know if you saw the ending of that game.
Yep.
Yachty always just gets into shit.
Because he's a thug. Keep it moving.
So, again, bench clearing brawl. Write that down. Chalk it up. It's going to happen. And then finally, Diz, guess what Castillo's ERA is this season against the Cardinals? And just to give you a heads up, he has started 4 games against the Cardinals this season.
So before I take a guess, Castillo's ERA was like the worst in baseball his first 10 starts, and it's been like the best in baseball his last 10 starts. I don't think we've played the Cardinals a lot recently.
Yeah,
I think we played most of our games in the first half. I know we had 2 series in the first half. So I'm going to guess like 8-4.
Okay, that was a little high. It's 5.91. But like you said, he probably faced the Cardinals on some of those on the back end. But still, regardless, this is the 5th time this season that the Cardinals have seen Castillo. There's no more surprises, no anything. They've seen everything he can throw at them. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think you're right. I really like this pick. I didn't think about how important this series was. And, you know, the Reds coming off a series loss to the Marlins,
yeah.
I could see them absolutely popping. I could see Castellanos popping one out of the park tonight, and I could see Votto. India's cooled off. I could see him bouncing back. And then, like you said, Castillo against the Cardinals isn't great. You know, obviously, I might take this just because Bet Together Win Together, and I like to pick. Not what I wanted to hear from you coming in the last night of the best bets.
But also, one little tidbit, too, that I didn't get to get to. John Lester isn't off the hook either. He has been around for a very long time. There's a ton of film out on him. He's been garbage this season anyways. And also, this may be his first stint with the Cardinals, but he came from the Cubs, who are also in the division, so the Reds have seen him plenty of times. I think this is going to be a slugfest. Love the first 5 over 5.5 here, Diz.
It adds up.
What?
I said it adds up. It's good.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Now, my next best bet, Seattle, first five plus a half a run versus the Houston Astros. Now, I know what you're thinking. I told you I was staying away from the Astros. I wasn't betting for them. I wasn't betting against them. But this one was too good to pass up. This has been dubbed as Chris Flexen Day. So anytime Chris Flexen is pitching for the Mariners at home and they get plus a half a run, you automatically take it no matter what. Shout out Hammer Don. Shout out Bubba Gumpino. Hopefully he gets better from COVID. But, you know, everyone knows that's what he's taking. He's definitely, I heard it the show today, he's definitely taking it, and it's just too good to pass up. But Garcia is, both teams are pitching righties first off. Garcia is going for the Astros. 3.21 ERA with a 3.59 expected and a 3.74 ERA without spider tack, but a 4.97 ERA away from home, which Houston is away in this situation. Chris Flexen, like I said, is going for the Mariners. He has a 3.54 ERA with a 4.08 expected and a 2.99 ERA without the spider tack. So he's been phenomenal of late and a magnificent 2.7 ERA at home. So, it's just great there. Houston is actually the sixth best hitting team against righties, and the Mariners are only 18th, but I'm riding with Flexen. It's Flexen Day for all the marbles. Give me Seattle first five plus half run versus the Astros. And then, Diz, my final best bet, like I said, it is in college football. It does happen Wednesday on my birthday, and you're going to laugh at this one, but I'm going Jacksonville State money line versus UAB at plus 540 odds to start off the September competition.
I will say you called this out like 6 weeks ago. You were like, I have a feeling in my loins that on my birthday, Jackson State is going to upset whoever. I didn't even hear what you said, but I remember you calling this out like 6 weeks ago. So if anything, that's got to help you.
Yeah, and again, this is just a gut feeling for me. It's going to happen on my birthday. I'm going to get rewarded for this one. UAB was a surprise story last season, but last season was weird due to all the COVID stuff. And I see Jacksonville State, Diz, as the next Appalachian State. You know, a Div 2 team. No one has any idea what they're doing. They finally are going up against Div 1 talent because they're that good in Div 2 that they're playing Div 1 teams, and Div 1 teams are inviting them to play. And then they're going to come out of nowhere and shock them. And so give me Jacksonville State as the huge dog on my birthday, Diz.
Is Jacksonville State, is that Deion Sanders?
No, that's Jackson State, I think. This is Jacksonville State.
Oh, you're betting Jacksonville State. Okay. Got it.
All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets of the night to wrap up this competition?
Okay, so I have a confession to make. I have to shout out my boy Rankle. Rankle sent me a text that reminded me that the U.S. Open started yesterday.
Ah.
So.
Tennis going to save you from the rafters?
Tennis is going to save me. I have some juiciness. I have some plus value. I have two best bets, Patty.
Okay.
First one is a favorite parlay like I always do in Grand Slam tennis. Okay. Mm-hmm. The total value of this parlay is plus 166, but there are three favorites who are minus 200 or better. So great chance of this hitting at plus 166, all right? The first one is my boy Kachanov, money line against Lloyd Harris. Kachanov, I ride in every Grand Slam. He never has as good a value as he should. I'm sorry, he has better value than he should have. These two have never played head-to-head, but Kachanov is coming off a silver medal finish in Tokyo. The draw was nuts. He got super lucky, but still, he's riding high. Kachanov's 28th in the world. Harris is 46th. They've never really played head-to-head, but I'm loving the value. I don't think Kachanov loses in the first round, especially after how well he played in Tokyo. Okay, that's the first one. Second one, I got Riley Opelka over Sungwoon Kwon. Head-to-head, Opelka's 1-0. Opelka is 6'11". He's got the most powerful serve in professional tennis. He is the hardest man to break in professional tennis. And I can't see Opelka losing this first round matchup. Okay, and then my last one, my absolute favorite one, Steve Johnson money line over Margaret. Head to head, Steve Johnson is 1-0. World ranking, Johnson's 87th, Margaret's 212th. And
My favorite part about this bet, Pat, Steve Johnson has the best stash in men's professional tennis.
Oh, no. Stashgate?
That is a powerful stash. Makes me want to grow one again. And I love all three of these picks. I was looking at the draws tonight. Obviously, since it's U.S. Open, the times are more in our favor. You know, we don't have overnight games. And I was thinking, let's take some cheese tonight. But no, I loved all three of these matches. They are all tomorrow. So let's go home. Let's get a good night's rest. And let's be ready to watch all three of these hit. Okay, that's plus 166 again for all three of those to hit. It is a parlay. I need all three, but I'm confident in all three. Okay?
Yep.
And then my last one is a match tonight. It is at 9 p.m. It's at Arthur Ashe Stadium, the biggest match of the day. It is Roberto Bautista Agut against Nick Kyrgios. Now, if none of you guys follow tennis, Nick Kyrgios is an absolute nut job, head case. He'll probably get fined tonight. He'll probably do something heinous. But the guy's a beast. He's really talented, really athletic, but he never goes the distance, especially when he's the underdog. He makes really good tennis players uncomfortable, but I never see him winning Grand Slam matches as the underdog because he can't go the distance. But what I do love is a FanDuel prop. It is that Bautista Agut will win the match, but both players will win a set. And I love this prop in Grand Slams because most tennis tournaments are best of three, and Grand Slams, obviously, for the men, it's best of five. So I could see this going four sets. I could see it going five, but I don't think Kyrgios is going to pull it outright. I think Agut wins in four or five sets. We hammer that prop, and that is at plus 151. So we got two best bets, four tennis matches. I need all four to hit. But jump in units if that's the case.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And honestly, if you just hit one of those, since they're both at plus value, you know, you're moving up on the day. So love it. Absolutely love it. Now, Diz, unfortunately, the Hail Mary parlay of the day is already dead. Detroit didn't come through for me earlier today. I will say that the Hail Mary parlay of the day today was $1 to win $1,219. So it had some juice today if that first one would have hit, Diz.
Juice.
Now, what am I going to... I got something for the people anyways, Diz.
You're a giver. Hit. You're a giver, Patty.
I know. That's my downfall is I give too much. I have a Hail Mary same game parlay for tonight, Diz.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know what game I am taking this in?
Is it an MLB game?
Yes.
Is it Reds Cardinals?
Yes. My guy. This is $1 to win $496.33.
Holy, in one game.
In one game. Now, Diz, what was my best bet for this game?
First five, over 5.5.
Bingo. What's a big component of overs?
Home runs?
Home runs, baby. This is a five-leg home run hitting parlay.
Oh, my God.
Every single person on this list has a hitter's advantage tonight in the home run department. If this hits, baby, we are raging this weekend for my birthday.
Absolutely. We're raging for this weekend for your birthday anyways, bub.
Bingo. But we have a little bit more juice on it if this hits.
True.
So these are all to hit a home run. We got.
Can I guess?
You want to guess all five players?
Yeah. How many from the Reds? How many from the Cardinals?
You have two from the Reds and three from the Cardinals.
Damn it. I wish it was the other way around because I obviously know more Reds players. All right. Let me guess, though. Lester on the dish, which means he's left-handed, right?
Correct.
All right. I'm saying you have Castellanos as one.
Yep.
And I bet you have Votto the other.
Bingo. Two for two so far.
All right, Cardinals, it's got to be Goldie.
Yep.
Arenado.
Nope.
Fuck.
You were pretty close, though.
I don't know the other two.
Yeah, the other two are kind of, unless you're a Cardinals fan, you probably don't know them. Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader. Now, the thing that stood out to me, I was looking, because I also, while I do like looking at the ballpark, Ballpark Pal app, and it tells you like who has a home run advantage. I was like looking at career stats, Goldschmidt against Castillo. He's batting 250 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Tyler O'Neill is batting only 143, but he has, of his 3 hits, 2 are home runs. So I'm hoping, you know, we get some good luck there.
Yo, I got booted by my boy Craig. Can I hear the last 2 Cardinals players?
O'Neill and Bader.
Okay.
Did you hear what I was just saying about the Cardinals' career stats?
I heard O'Neill, but I didn't hear Bader. Bader, well, I just met her, dude. Come on.
Bader is batting 300 against him. You know, no home runs or anything like that, but there was a good ballpark advantage for him. And then Goldie Wang Diz, he's batting 250 with 2 home runs. So, and then against John Lester Diz, listen to Castellanos here. Castellanos is batting 500 off of John Lester with 3 home runs.
Holy.
If you pick no one else in this game to hit a home run but one person, it better be Castellanos.
What's Castellanos' value? And also, do we have to hope that like someone dies during the game and the broadcaster is like just really sad?
I see what you're saying. Are we hoping there's a eulogy mid-game for someone and Castellanos hits a drive deep left? That certainly does not hurt.
What's his solo value to hit a bomb?
Plus 250.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyways.
What's Votto's solo? I'm sorry. I'm digging. I'm not letting you get to your point. What's Votto's solo chance?
So Votto's solo chance is plus 350.
Oh, my. I might. As a homer, I might parlay those together and get juicy value.
The thing that worried me about Joey Votto, Diz, and I'll tell you this right now. I was looking at Joey Votto was listed on the thing as having a batter's advantage today. But the thing with Votto is he generally hits home runs off of right-handed pitching as opposed to left-handed pitching, which John Lester is a lefty. That's the one pick that concerns me.
True.
This season off of lefties, Votto has only hit 3 home runs, where versus righties, he's hit 25.
Yep. But then again, if you're right about your overs, there's probably a good chance that your relievers come in early.
True. Very valid point. Very great point.
But nonetheless.
For those that want to know, I mean, we've been talking about it, but just in case you missed it, we have a same game parlay of Votto to hit a home run, Castellanos to hit a home run on the Reds, and then for the Cardinals, Paul Goldschmidt, Harrison Bader, and Tyler O'Neill. And again, that wins you about $500 on $1 if that's your liking. All right, Diz, anything you need to get off your chest before we call it a day?
I think we just enjoy the moment that we're living in because, obviously, you know, I care more than most people about the U.S. Open, but we got Grand Slam tennis going on. We got college football starting. We got NFL starting in 2 weeks. And baseball's coming down to the wire. I'm very juiced for this Reds-Cardinals series. Just a lot of good shit going on. We're almost back, baby.
Absolutely. I got to try to find a way I can watch that game, Diz, because we have a lot riding on that game. But thank you all for listening. Make sure you check out the Chalkboard app again. Cannot emphasize it enough. It is one of the best apps that we've ever used. We've used tons of them. Check out the Chalkboard app if you haven't. And then make sure you follow us on our social media accounts. So we got Twitter. We have Instagram at SportsBetByDumb on both of those. But I almost forgot a little bit of a housekeeping note here. This week for our shows, we have today, we have Thursday, just like normal, and then we're doing Saturday instead of Friday. We have plans for my birthday on Friday, so we will not be able to do a Friday episode, but that means on the first full weekend of college football, before football starts on Saturday, you will have a fresh episode of Sports Betting by Dummies to get you ready for week 1 college football action.
Patty Parlays, I have a question.
Lay it on me.
Is this essentially going to be a Football Friday format, or will it be strictly college football week 1? Because I'm okay with either. I just kind of need to know what to prep for.
That's a good question. I honestly think we're going to have to do just college football because NFL is on hiatus. Preseason's over. It's this week, and then the regular season starts the week after. So I don't think we do Football Friday this Saturday. I think we just have our first, you know, College Game Day-esque podcast. And then we'll kind of go from there.
Love it.
All right. Thank you again, all. Thank you all again for listening, and we will see you all on Thursday.